All right, turn this over.
This is weird, I'm just sitting. You going now? You go bigger, huh?
That's Chops.
Sitting on this. So it's up to you now.
Can I go and give it to
Deborah? To Deborah?
You know, she's a... I'm going to sit here downstairs on the back door.
You'll go with you.
Watch out, Jill. Why won't you allow someone to take a human perhaps?
Okay, you take it.
There's so many things in this world that are because of the parents, traumas, community traumas, schools and whatnot. We certainly, if we hear anything about it, sure at all, we ought to try to kill them, avoid as much as possible them. Because humans making adjustments to each other is a tough road to hold. And what we as adults go through, we shouldn't send our children through that. They end up with as children.
You understand what he's saying?
I said, the kind of trauma I said that children go through with, that even as children, is enough without them to go through our adult trauma, too, at the same time. And we have a lot of, what with the disarray of our society and our world, we human beings have enough difficulty trying to make adjustments to each other.
Are you trying to say you're trying to take the child or something?
No, I think the child shouldn't sit in this discussion because...
Didn't want to see the child. If you would get upset, it would upset the child.
Yeah.
I don't get upset.
Well?
Well, I don't know.
You know, you never know. Why take a chance for the baby to be a
But that's interesting. You said something like that. Well, you why would you think that someone would try to take your child? You think you got you on that kind of feeling? Well, you said that. Why are you going to try to take my child or something? Do you think there's some plans or design?
I don't know.
Doesn't seem that you're too trusting of us, are you?
I just don't bother anybody and try to do whatever's right. And
I don't know what's right by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's right by myself. I don't know what's right by myself alone.
You're all up for something.
No, no. Before I answer, another part. Before we say we try to do it right, we can't know it right by ourselves. We have to learn through human experience what's right. We don't learn what's right by ourselves. We learn through collective human experience. And it means you've got to relate to collective human experience. If you don't relate to it, if you isolate yourself by yourself, you won't know what's right. Nobody else will.
I never isolate myself. May I say, everyone speaks to me concerning growth and things like this. If people would speak to me with growth, maybe I would return it.
See, you don't know the difference. You don't know what growth is. Are you
that's right.
So we want to get no philosophical discussion. What we're concerned about is a statement that you what we have said about Father.
Yes, I would like to get some information concerning a few things, if it would be possible. When I came back from Alaska the first time, I came to give my companion some money and to give whatever else I had to the children, go back and go to work. I received a terrible time trying to get to see my child. Johnny Brown came out and said that I had tried to force my way into the temple and that was a lie. And they told me to go back to Alaska, sent all my money back, which I have five other children in Washington, and they wouldn't let me see the other Chinese. So I went on back, and I stayed, and I did as Father told me. He said, stay until it's time for you to come out. I did that. When I came back this time, I called and I tried to get into the temple, to anyone, to see if I could come to the temple. No one would respond to my calling. So I went home and I told Misty. I had $8,000 and I would rather spend this $8,000 with the temple. I said, if they won't let me in, I said, I may as well go overseas with you for some place. But I hate to spend the money, you know, like that for the temple to use it. I knew that if I would tell Misty that, Misty would tell my companion that, and pretty soon it would be to higher officials within the temple. And by this, they would call me in so that I would be able to they would be able to get this money out of me, and I would be able to see my child and get back in, maybe hoping I would be able to see Papa. Everything worked just like clockwork. After she got down there, I received a phone call from you. Okay, you told me to come down there. And y'all talked to me, and I signed these papers. If he got mad at me, he might as well say, sign my life away. I did so because I have nothing against the call and have no intentions of doing anything to anyone. So after we got all this taken care of, I was going back home. I didn't have any shirt to put on. And Lee Abram, he just insisted, no, man, come on in. I said, well, if I go in now, I ain't got the $8,000 to give. And I said, time I get in there, evidently they don't stop and take a collection. And when I get in there, the first thing Paul would say, we'll take a collection now. And then he halted it. And I was wondering, if this thing really took place because I planned this, because I had nothing else to do to try to get in, to get back, to try to get to talk to him, I still wasn't able to get to talk to him. But I wondered, did you guys really take me in under those pretenses? Because this is just the way it looked to me. It really did.
Interesting. So
we
didn't know
anything
about the $8,000. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Well,
see, I put it to
Mr. You said you knew it happened.
Hmm?
You said you knew it would happen.
I knew it would happen, but I put it hoping that these things would respond in this manner, and they looked like they went off like clockwork. It really did. Now, it didn't have to be true, but it looked this way.
I tell you, when you became a diabolical schemer, everything seemed to work just like clockwork, because you're a diabolical schemer.
But I had no other choice to get in,
My point is that doesn't make it true whatsoever. We knew nothing about the $8,000. And you sure those owners earth may fall, and assume that he let you in after he
was
no,
but $80,000 or $800,000.
Something like that. Your brother L.C. immediately responded. He said, Father has no price under any conditions.
I didn't think so, and I don't want to even feel this way, but it just went off this way.
In all honesty, you, no matter how we would insist that Father knew, we even took a stand and said, I would go so far as to say, Father knew nothing of this and he wouldn't be involved in any scheme.
In any case,
you kept pushing to a point to say, no, as if, well, you know, with no doubt, as if, yeah, he did have something to do with it.
I didn't say you did.
You wouldn't give in.
I couldn't give in until I hear something.
Who else did you tell us to make these kind of statements to in his church?
Nobody. I don't think anybody else, just me and my brother and you.
Okay, you know, like, I'm going to tell you something. What really pisses me off with you. I had to come that night, you know, because you wasn't responding in service. Shortly thereafter, we went to that Cow Palace deal. Mm-hmm. And I told you, I said, man, I said, if there's anything that's on your mind, you know, anything disturbing you, anything that you don't think is right, I said, write to Father.
I wrote it 3 letters when I was gone, and I didn't hear anything at all about it.
I told you then, I said, I told you to write a letter to Father. I said, if you give it to me, I'd make sure he got it. Mm-hmm. I said, whatever it is, you seal it up, put personal, I make sure he got it. If you had any problems, he's fair.
If I had anything to hide, I would have said it to anyone. I don't hide anything. I'm specifically straightforward.
You told me it wasn't bothering you, brother, so that's not straightforward.
No, it wasn't to discuss with you like this. I asked him to please let me speak to him. I wanted to talk to him.
Why is he coming to you then? Why is he coming to you then?
Because he's down to earth. He's just a plain person. He doesn't appear to have an ego. He's not an egotistical bouncer or nothing like that. He's just a plain man. And he just seemed to be truthful.
How do you know? Why do you know?
He just seemed fair, really. He doesn't appear to try to be above me anymore.
Tell me how you fit that description.
I'm just down there. That's it.
Man, you hit me cold. You could never have been so wrong about me. I mean, I wish it was true what you were saying. I'd climb on board. But no ego.
I mean, towards me, you were just human.
He compensates for his ego with you. Hmm? He compensates for his ego.
That's called trying to look good.
But okay, I want to pursue this matter further. Now you said discuss it. You know, like when I came up to you, I didn't want no discussion. I didn't want no none of your business. I said anything that's bothering you, write a letter to the Father, put on a personal. I said if you want to give it to me, I said I'll make sure he gets it. I said well, give it to any other counselor and he'll get the letter. I didn't ask you to discuss none of your problems because I didn't want to hear your problem because I'm not him. And I think it's grossly unfair for you, just like, and I told you, you, just as like me, everybody has the same opportunity, you know, to be honest with Father and get an honest answer. if it's anything that's right.
That's all I
wanted was an
ice house.
Well, I told you that. I asked you. You said, well, no, brother. See, I was just, I was with the service, but I was just meditating, and you come off with some kind of shit, which I did, what I didn't buy it,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't going to pursue the matter any further.
Well, you must have bought it if you didn't pursue
no,
it.
No, I didn't buy it, but
well,
see.
Well, you haven't made any of a line with you. Obviously, it was a line. Why, you might have dropped it. If you hand him a line, which is a line to start with, he might have dropped it. Why should he pursue it?
I knew that if I told him it would get there as fair as possible, because I know, just say that night that I was sent away, people I noticed would just write up anything, and you guys would just take it and go ahead on. You don't hardly get a chance to really explain yourself or explain the situation. You know, it just looked like somebody write up something, wham, boom, you're gone.
Did you say that Father said things about you that aren't true?
Well, no, I'm not saying
that. Did you say that Father said?
I'm just, honestly, I am trying to do is establish the truth. I just want to be true, be fair, and be just.
But did you say that Father said?
Did you say that you, to be honest with you, or anything to this effect, well, not to this effect, direct, did you say you? I'll be honest with you, the way I feel, Father knowingly, maybe not the word deceived, but it boiled down to deceive me in front of the people, and I want to know why he done it.
There was a guy
that met me on the corner. Did you say something about that?
Well, you better repeat that, because I sure won't lie, really. I mean, I would
okay,
lie.
Okay, listen to me carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I said, not maybe the exact word. Now, I know for sure because I clarified it with you. I even went to, so far as to say, you know what you're saying? And I said, man, brother, this can't be. I told you directly, I said, and you did, I'll give you this. You did say, yes, I do want him to know exactly how I feel. I said, well, you can rest assured because you have something between you and Jim Jones. You cannot even... you have to either clear it up with completely, or it's no point in you even being here. Didn't I not say
you
that?
Say
okay.
That. Yes, you did.
I went. Then I said, "No, you're saying that you felt, and you went. I'll even give you some of your words. You even said, I can't help but feel this way. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That I was. Father told the people." There's the word now. Things that weren't true about me, and he knew this.
He said,
"Did you say that?"
I don't recall just saying it like this. If I did, I'd say yes. But I did say this. I said, "Father said that I hated Thais in the presence of bigot people."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, maybe that I have love turned around." Okay. I said this when Debbie and John Harris was into that mess up there. I spoke to Father on the phone. Well, I guess it was him, because he got on the phone and I talked to him. And he said, I have sent John Harris away from here and told him I never want to see his face here again. When I came to the meeting, John Harris came to the meeting. Okay?
Wait, excuse me, back up a minute.
Hmm?
Okay, now, just come and tell. At this time, or shortly right after you said that, did you not say that he lied to me?
It's very possibly I could
no,
have.
Not
you.
Possibly. First, you need to look at this.
All right, look at this.
It's important
this.
That
if he told me that he was gone and he wasn't to return, and then I come to the meeting just like this. Then what else could it have been?
Okay, but
let me
say,
what else could it have been but a lie?
If he told me that he made him leave like this and he wasn't to come back, he wasn't to see
his
face
there anymore. You know he said that. Now, you said it was him on the phone. I even asked you, I went so far as to say, are you sure it was him on the phone?
That's what I say. I said, maybe
okay.
it could not have to be him. I said, maybe it's not
yeah,
him.
Okay, well, you more or less said,
that's all,
you
do
more or less stuck with, yes, it was him, though. You did.
I recall saying it's a lie. Now, I really don't. Now, if I did, I'd say so.
Okay, let me make a point here.
No, I don't think I said it was a lie to you. I'm just daring possibly.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute. Let me make a point. Hold it a minute, okay?
Okay.
Let me make a point right here before we get too far off of this thing here. Jim Jones' father, first of all, can be the most fiercest person that you ever want to meet. And then on the other hand, he can be the most gentlest and kindest and compassionate person. I've seen a lot of people sent away from here. And just because of his mercy, you know, Father let them come back.
All right, may I say something? Johnny Brown told me, since Cleve, you started a fight in our temple. David Gaynor started one of that too. David Gaynor started a fight. The cops brought him here under the influence of dope, delivered him to the door. He started a fight in the temple. He left. They sent him away. He came back. They turned around and gave him money and sent him again. Me, I had a job making $5 an hour. I had an apartment for my companion and baby just like this. I wasn't in no hardship or anything. I had to leave the job. I left my apartment and everything and left with nothing. They gave me not one thing. I asked for a few days to try to get my union together. And they just said, leave. That's the way I left. And I followed orders. I did as I was told. I received nothing.
What you say? What are you saying?
Well, I don't know.
What are you saying?
I don't understand what happened.
You're
volunteer. I don't know.
You're a good guy. You see, you come across as a good guy. You don't lie. You present the truth.
I'm just telling you just what happened now.
Just
that's
be
all.
Direct with us now. What are you saying?
Well, you give me an answer for it. I would like for you to give me an answer.
You're making a comment.
I can't give an answer.
Okay, I'll give you an answer provided you give me how you feel first. Then I'll give you an answer.
I don't feel anyway. That I did.
But deal with the charges, right?
That's not the answer. What I'm saying is, did you, and I know what you did, but I'm going to ask you, you imply that he knowingly knew you were going and knowingly did not give you anything, knowing you were out there with nothing? Did you understand what I said?
No.
Did you imply in any way that Father knew that you were being sent away, because he's the one who did, naturally he knew. He knew that you didn't have any money, or he didn't bother to check, he didn't give a shit, and he just was sending you on the road and didn't give a shit whether you had made it or not.
Well, that's what I said in one of my letters. I was wondering. Nobody seems to care or anything about what happened to me. I said, look like they just want what little money that I have. This is what I said. I did say this. And I wanted an answer about that. Because if I'm here fighting with a just cause, hey man, I want to know where I stand. I mean, if they don't care anything about me just for what I can get, I want to know that.
That's what I'm saying. Would it make a difference?
It really wouldn't make a difference because I can play.
Would you still get money? Would you still get money?
When I first came here, I said I would really help him regardless of whether I was in the cause or not. I would still help him. And see, I still goes.
You would?
I do. Because his goodness.
He don't need your help.
That's what I wanted to know.
From you.
Uh-huh.
From none of us.
Uh-huh.
But if you need him, and you need what he can give to you.
I understand that.
All right, now, and if the best thing you have at it to help make the thing go for everybody else, because he doesn't need the same many of us.
I can understand that.
And here's
but
the thing.
This is what would bother me. If he doesn't need anything from me, did this really go over about that $8,000 deal? Now, I just wanted some justice.
That's a lot of shit.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. And if you could sit up there and say no all night,
somebody
that still wouldn't prove it.
All right, so you will believe what you want.
No, I mean, this is it. You see, you couldn't make me believe it.
Well, the fact is, Chris Lewis offered you an opportunity to put in writing as you wanted to what it was you had concern about. And he didn't want you to discuss it with him because he didn't want to know what your concerns were.
But
he offered you a direct channel to Father. And he was saying in that he knows Father's goodness, his love, and that you would be given the justice that you feel you're entitled to, and that you have been given that justice. Mm-hmm. Now, why didn't you respond when you were offered that opportunity?
No, because I wanted to speak to Father. I didn't want to speak to any of you anymore.
He didn't want you to speak to him.
This is what I wanted to do. And I have nothing against you because I'm straightforward.
No.
You're straightforward.
See,
I wanted to speak to Father. And I wanted to speak to him privately. I didn't want to discuss it on the floor or anything like this. I wanted to speak to him, get his answer. That's what I wanted.
Didn't you trust your writing? Didn't you trust what you might put in writing?
No, because I didn't hear from any of the letters that I sent. As a matter of fact, I only hear from $300 that
forget
I sent down here and
the
get to my press
sent.
To see that.
They could have got lost in a post office somewhere.
Well, I didn't want to speak.
To take it personally at your father.
Because, man, I was treated terrible when I came to L.A. Temple.
That's all in the scene.
That's all in the scene.
We're dealing now with the fact that he offered you a direct channel, a direct line to Father. You had all of these things that you weren't happy with, and you didn't follow up on it. You didn't feel that it was necessary to take advantage of that. You could have said in that note, and that you were the only one to write it, you were the only one to say what you wanted to say, was, Father, I'd like to have 5 minutes to talk with you about
That's the only thing I wanted to do.
Well, why didn't you do that?
Because I trusted him more, man. I'm not afraid to say it. I trusted him more.
Why?
Because I knew that he would get there honestly, fair, and true if he could. Although, I know that he do deceive me a little bit. Don't get me wrong. I'm aware of all this shit, really. I mean, just hold it. I mean, I know I'm aware of all this. But he's down to earth, and he appears to be true.
He's not going to let you compromise.
Brother, I didn't tell
him
to deceive you or try and... I told you directly, exactly. I said, man, I'm going to make damn sure he gets all information.
You're counselor of the valley. Yeah, like this. And I said, well, I feel like if I tell his counsel like this, then you will take it to him.
I sure did.
And this is it.
Right.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is just about as fair as a man can come with this.
Well, we're going to see how fair things are.
Hmm?
I'm going to see how fair you are now. You working now?
No, I'm not.
Well, you were working, making this $8,000, right?
Yes.
Did your boss undergird you and let you know that he cared for you?
You said what?
Did your boss undergird you and let you know that he cared for you?
My boss?
Mm-hmm.
You see how much he loved you, how much
he meant to you?
Nobody, I don't need that.
Evidently you do. Okay, let's
talk about
the point.
Just
hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that I'm saying is that why did you continue on with the job if he didn't make a personal comment to you of how much you meant to him and what a great guy he was and how he even enjoyed your work? You know, that you've done a good job. How come you stayed on work for him without all those personal undergirdings?
I didn't need it because I was the boss in June of last. I sat down here before me.
Hey, man, you got a goddamn superintendent. Don't play word games. You know,
what I'm saying is, a
supervisor, somebody was over you. You wasn't top shit over
the
whole fucking
last shit. No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm wanting to get to a point, and I don't want to skirt it all around.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're making a charge here.
I ain't making no charge. I just asked for the truth.
Well, okay. It is a charge.
Well,
the thing is that you do not have to have that undergirding from a supervisor, whoever is your immediate superintendent or over you. You believe in a fucking paycheck.
Right, you didn't believe it. Even the words of capitalism.
You wouldn't work if you didn't pay you.
What if I didn't leave you
okay.
the paycheck?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Well,
in other words,
you work
for money.
You want to get the money for the work. And by God, if you didn't believe that the fucking paycheck was good, they might catch you a week. But that'd be all.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cleve Davis, if you really believed in the cause of humanity and the development of all the niggers of the world, all the underprivileged, whatever fucking color they were, you wouldn't give a goddamn whether they ever said a nice thing about you.
I still don't
care. Well, you was accepted? Hell, that's why you're here, brother. No, that's why you're here.
I still don't care about the sale. I swear about it. I just asked for the deal.
You wouldn't be sitting on $8,000 in the first place.
That's right.
You don't have $8,000.
That's my point. No,
you wouldn't have been again. You
would have been there to dangle.
Yeah, but you would have $8,000 a day if you had that commitment. You didn't have it.
If I didn't have the commitment, I would have signed my life away.
My point is, you...
Would I?
You need to
understand when people said I will fight against the government.
You played dodgeball. You would have $8,000 today in the first place.
Because you see, when you were left, when you were told to go to Alaska and raise money,
and
you were told specifically what to do.
That's right.
You were told to send a percentage of your check here.
I did, and I didn't hear from any of it. So would you continuously to send it, and you don't hear it and don't know where it's going?
Well, now, you just defeating your point. You said you didn't care, brother.
Didn't care what?
You said you didn't care. You didn't need nobody to undergird you, pat you on the back, and tell you I love you. Sure.
You said you didn't hear nothing about it.
Your money.
I didn't know where it was. I didn't know if they received it, just like they didn't receive the three letters. They didn't have to receive that money I sent either. I just wanted somebody to say, I received the money. They don't give me no pat on the back. I don't need that. Just let me know where it went. If you got it, just say I got it. Or I received the donation and fine. Bam, bam. You don't have to compliment me or nothing.
If you think Father lied on you, sent you off, accused wrongly, let John Harris come back after he told you personally over the phone, you say, mm-hmm. that he was sending away and he didn't ever want to see him again. A bigger asshole as you've been, I ain't never heard him say that mm-hmm. about you. In fact, I've heard him say, I am concerned about Cleve. I've heard him say that.
What?
And go back over your mom and your dad and the whole family and that thing, because he is concerned about you. But the thing that I'm saying is that it does bother you. And until you admit that point, Cleve, you ain't never going to get straightened out. You're going to have to get your shit down off the cloud and talk about being that plain, humble, human, truth-seeking man that you're trying to bring you off to, because you do want to be noticed. You do want to be accepted.
I would like to be accepted in the cause with Father, to be with him. If I don't care for him,
with the family,
he would have to get rid of every one of you.
With the family, like everybody. You know, the family, like everybody. You see, you look with some sort of special attention.
I don't want your attention. Please.
You want his attention. You want some special attention, as I said.
Archie, I just want to know the truth.
You want his attention. You want some special attention.
I don't want no power in the back.
I'll tell you
that's what I'm trying to tell you,
buddy. When you put your dog in a prayer about everyone else here in this room,
he seemed to care, because you guys do deal with deceitful. You really do, because with... Now, you just remember some of the things that you've done when I first came there. And I don't even have to discuss it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because we don't went over time after time. All you had to do, man, just tell me the truth.
Didn't you keep on lying on you?
I didn't say he was. I just wanted to know the truth. That was it. I didn't say he lied or
whatever. But to say that he wants the truth after he has spoken, he is the ultimate of truth.
Mm-hmm.
He is the ultimate truth. Then for you to question after he's spoken is to say he's a fucking liar. That's all I'm saying, Cleve. If he has spoken, he's spoken in your behalf
mm-hmm.
and tried to heal a situation. See, we look at truth from a fucking capitalistic standpoint of how it's going to benefit me and my four and no more and fuck the rest of the world, you know? But he don't. Truth is the greatest good mm-hmm. to the greatest number.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what truth is.
Right.
And truth varies.
Right.
Truth varies to the situation
right.
when it is not applied to one personally. In other words, if I'm not setting up a fucking situation that's going to benefit Jack Bean through every one of my comrades, that ain't truth. But truth, and Paul said it in if we want to go back in the old world, said he was, you know, well, he was deceiver.
mm-hmm. yet true.
Because I was a damn about religion.
Now, even if you're sitting there with you right now, if you hadn't told us, you said Father lied about the same about the little girl. Now, why you not saying?
He didn't say he said he lied.
Let's not vary from what Jack
trying to say. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you exactly what you said. And you tell me how else was I to interpret it. Now, I even went back over it with you.
I can tell you what you said before you start. You said you're trying to say Father's lying. I said, no, man, I don't know. I just shut it off. Yeah. I said, I don't know.
I wouldn't have said that then.
I don't know. What's
funny? Well, you don't know that he is true.
You didn't mess with that girl no kind of
way. Yes, I did.
What are you talking about then?
I admitted that on the
phone. Well, what are you talking about then?
Wait, hold it.
No, what I'm saying.
You said you went for no reason at all. Did you say that? Did you say that?
No, I don't recall saying that.
Please, wait a minute. Now think. You said, Hugh, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I would like for him to know this. I was sent away for no reason whatsoever. Exact words. No exaggeration. No nothing. The Linda Myrtle girl, I was just waiting for that. You said I was lied on pertaining to her. It didn't happen the way it did.
They said I raped her.
But you were lied on.
You had a technical case of rape.
That's what it was, rape.
Statutory rape.
Is it rape when you didn't take the girl's clothes off?
If you molest her.
Because she was under the knees, brother. She was a minor. She can't give consent. Well, you know what? I wish you would have. If you would have faced the hell the father faced, keeping them parents from turning your fucking ass in. Because they wanted to get blood about their daughter. And father, it was just because of father.
And that reason.
Goddamn, send your ass to jail.
Just like this. Now, if it hadn't been put like this, to report such things as this, if one report, I feel like, well, then all should report. If one go out, then I feel like we all should go out. I mean, for our wrongdoings and things like this.
What do you personally?
Why would I have been sent away when I wasn't any hassle to anybody? I wasn't begging for anything, and I won't even eat here unless, you know, it's occasionally that I will. I'm not trying. The only thing I'm trying to do is help. So if I'm working, taking care of myself, my own place, and still helping the cause, why would I be sent way out there not knowing how
I'm going to repeat your exact words again. You're not going to get nowhere until you come to terms with this.
I ain't going to get to terms if you're going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. Now think about it. He sent me away.
You don't lie. You always go straight.
Please, just to me, actually, this was past tense when I was speaking of this. Now, if he should come up with something here that I can relate to, I will definitely own up to it.
Did you accuse Father lying? That's why we are in here.
I said, I don't know.
Oh,
you remember I said that? He said, well, man, what are you trying to do? You say you lied. I said, man, I don't know. I just want truth. This is what I said.
Concerning the murder, he said things were not true.
I don't recall saying nothing like this. He said, did you understand anything that happened to you that was just? Yes, many things. Many things happened to me out there that I could see that was just. But were they coming from him? That's what I said also. Were they coming from him?
Or where else would it be?
Hey, brother, let me just say that.
Like I said, God helped those who help themselves. Well, brother, I sure tried to help myself because I could have blown my cool or I could have died a lot of times possibly out there. But I was determined to make it. I wasn't going to give up no cans away. That was it. And I said, if I was in Father's place, and he was out there, I knew I wouldn't let him down. I wouldn't do any of it no kind of way wrong like this. Because, hey, man, look, I was going to make it. I just went
okay.
Okay.
Hey, brother, let me just say this. What you really need to do, really right now, man, is either, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. think about it real hard, and I'm sure if you just give it some real honest thought, you'll come up with an answer of yes. I could see how, without any doubt, that you could say, because you made it so clear. I said, "Brother, do you know what you're saying?" And you said, "No, I didn't say that, but what else should I think?" You know what they're saying?
I told you. I said, "I don't know, man."
Yeah, but you said, "Okay, Hugh, what else should I think?" Do you remember saying that?
He said the same thing when he right. says, "I don't know."
Yeah, hey, man,
you clearly, I said, "Then, now, wait a minute. I'm not going to assume you. I'm going to ask you one thing. Do you remember saying this? Me saying this? Answer this. Do you remember saying this?" I said, "Well, Cleve, what you're saying is, Father is lying, and you need to deal with that." And you said, "Yeah, I need to deal with that."
Like this,
yeah.
And do not undercut. I says, "I'm not undercutting because
but
I speak
that, but that's the way I feel."
That's right. That's right.
Look, man, huh? It doesn't make sense that Father would keep you out of jail and then turn around and lie on you now.
Keep me out of jail.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, now look. Now when you
yeah, you
Linda
Murrow off your
you,
ass.
When you fuck with Linda Murrow,
those
murderers
wasn't
going to
do anything. Their asses are so goddamn
hot.
They wouldn't even think about going to those damn cops. Man, are you serious?
Yeah, they would.
Shit.
Let me do this.
Let me do
this. When we
were
young,
when
we were young, you a black man dealing with white people, and you think they can stick your ass in jail, even on Kempner charge, not let alone something you've done.
That's right.
You're crazy to think they couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
And we're trying to.
We're going to.
If Father had not stepped in, your ass would have been in jail.
Absolutely.
Just as simple as that.
I said,
or perhaps with a death sentence,
I would go through the courts of law. And it's whatever time I have to serve it, get it up off of me once and for all. This is what I spoke that night. I came back in the back room to sign some papers. Melvin came with me, and I said, "I don't care if I make it back or not. I mean, just like if anything happened to me, I didn't care. Or if it happened, bam, I didn't care if I got back or not. But I would have came back. I was intending to come back." Melvin went out there and told her that, "Father, he said he ain't coming back." I said, "Oh, my God. Now,
what are you talking about now, man?"
I'm just telling you some of the things that happens.
Well,
like,
no, look, nobody's talking. You're
reading reverse psychology on you, just like you would
use
on
you. You would be in jail right now if Father didn't love you enough to protect your ass.
You're absolutely true. And he doesn't love in one instance and then not love in another and lie on people. That's what you got to understand.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, Father, you wouldn't be in this building tonight. We'd have thrown your ass out of the door.
That's fact.
Well, if you would throw me
if
you would throw me out for being a potential enemy, then every one of you would have to be a potential enemy. You understand?
You don't know nothing about anybody in here. The thing about this is when you accuse them of a lie, we are going to defend him. We're going to take his honor, his integrity,
yes,
his image, and we'll throw assholes out that tear it down.
Nobody's trying to turn anything.
When you keep them alive, no.
Can't we sit up and discuss? I only asked to speak to him and to ask him, do these things take
place? But you ain't speaking to him.
When you call him,
nobody else says that. You ain't speaking to him.
Right.
You're speaking his counsel.
Hey,
right,
hold
now.
Hey, hold it. Now, examine what you said. I said, speak directly to him. Now, admit this, if it's true. Didn't you say, "I don't see where it would do any good to speak to him"?
Yes.
Okay, then.
I remember that.
Okay.
What do you think you are insinuating in that one comment? Forget everything else. In that one comment, by itself, what do you think you're saying?
Now, this is...
Wait a minute, answer the question.
I'll have to try to answer it in this manner, because at this time, the way I was thinking at this time, if I did, and it said, "No, this didn't happen," there's an end to every answer. All right?